We started, Elmo?
Okay,
we're on? Okay, let's begin. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The sugya by the two dots, Gufa. Just one note before the two dots. Again, some of this Menachem mentioned yesterday, but I thought I'd mention it again. I'm not sure what he mentioned, but I think he touched on the topic of Neshama Yesera. The Gemara today was about to give five or six possibilities. What is one supposed to do when Yonta falls out on Sunday and Motzi Shabbos? We have to make Havdalah on Shabbos and we have to make Kiddush on Yontif. What order do we do that in? We do use one kos. The Gemara just is coming off the topic that was discussed yesterday of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Not to do mitzvos all grouped together. It doesn't want to appear like a masu, your burden. Tosfos spoke about what do you do at a wedding? What do you do at Berachas Mazon and Shavah Brachas, all the different topics that came up in the earlier Tosfosim. I'd just like to talk about the second to bottom Tosfos because that relates to today's sugya. The end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara quoted a machlokas between Abaya and Rava, what to do, Yak Nahaz or Yak Zana, which we're going to get to other opinions today, and the Rishonim deal with, the Gemara is assuming that the brachos that one has to put in order is Yayin, Rory Pregafen, Kiddush is the bracha on Kiddush of Yatif, Zman Shech Yanu, Ner is the bracha of Ner of Havdalah, and Havdalah. What happened to the bracha of Bisamim? That's the question that the Rishonim deal with. So the Rashbam, on the last three lines of the Amud, the Rashbam says, Why is there no bracha of Bisamim on Motzai Shabbos going into Yantif? Because, what's the whole reason of Bisamim? Is because we lose our Neshama Yisera, so we need to be calmed, we need to be assuaged because if we're going to lose it. So that's why Yantif you have it. So you don't need it on Motzai Shabbos that goes into Yantif. That's the Shita of the Rashbam. The problem with the Rashbam is that why don't we have a Bracha Bisamim on every Motzai Yantif then? If we have a Neshama Yisera on Yantif. That is the Shita of the Rashbam, and that's what Tosfos asks of the Rashbam. Tosfos Yirashchul Rav, and that is why Tosfos argues, Tosfos says there is no Neshama Yisera on Yantif. Aye, so therefore, if there's no, and that's why there's no Bisamim on Motzei Yontif. Aye, so why don't we, why is it that there is no Bisamim on Motzei Shabbos going into Yontif? That's the problem with Tosfos. Each Shita has a problem which you have to answer. According to Tosfos, there is no Neshama Yisera on Yontif. So therefore, why don't you make Bisamim on Motzei Shabbos going into Yontif? So Tosfos gives one answer. You have a substitute. You have a substitute Bisamim. What's that? The wonderful meal that you're going to have on Yantif night. Achilu v'shesiyah. Tosfos says, v'hachid maske Bisamim. We should disimchas Yantif v'achilu v'shesiyah. Mo'il kamo Bisamim. Right? That also helps. That's a substitute. So that is what Tosfos answers. The Ran says that maybe Bisamim is not only, the Ran has two parts, but the one part that we're going to quote is the Ran said that you need Bisamim when you're leaving Shabbos and you're going to an extreme. You're going from total menucha to total amelus. You go into a regular weekday. That's that extreme change, that radical change requires Bisamim. But if you go into Yontif, you know, it's in gradations. It's in gradations, it's not so bad. That's how some of the Mefarshim explain Isru Chag. Right? Why do we have Isru Chag? So what is that? We can't go straight even after Yontif to a weekday, so we have an extra day to slowly make our way back into weekday. But as to the Ron says, similar, you don't have Bisamim because it's not going to be so extreme. So why, according to the Rashbam, that's answers for Tosfos. Let's get back to the Rashbam for a minute. So why, according to the Rashbam, do you not have Bisamim on Motzai Yantif? So I think the Bacham told me B'Shem the Sfas Emes. So I saw it B'Shem somebody else last night in Margolias Hashas, and that is, what's the difference between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yantif? Kedusha Yantif, Kedusha Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kaima. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedusha that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's lost, that's totally lost on Motzai Shabbos. That's it's finished. When it comes to Kedusha Shabbos. Aval achilaku, the Shal Shabbos gedola ma'od, kivit shabba mikoch elyon, isarusa dila ela, it comes from above, uva uma zeb mosoi Shabbos, she nifsha Kedusha Shabbos, gama nashomi yisera olechasla. So it's finished. On Yontif, mekadesh yisrael v'hazmanim, the Kedusha comes from us. Whenever something comes from the person himself, the roshim stays. Doesn't leave so easily. Whenever we do something, whenever we make something, whenever it remains with us. If you learn something yourself, it stays more than if it's fed to you. And if you learn, you have to do the daf yourself. It stays with you much more. So that's why you don't need it on Motzei Yantif, because it stays with you a little more. even though it's going to leave eventually, but it's not going to leave so quickly because the kedusha came from our own. Actions. So that relates to the Tosfos and the Rashbam. It's amazing machlokas. Whether there's a machlokas, a neshama is machlokas a messias, rather if there's a neshama yaseira, or every degree that there is some type of spiritual aura, the machlokas is, does that qualify as a neshama yaseira? So it's an interesting machlokas. One other point that the Bach brings up. Oh, actually, two other points. There's an amazing, we don't realize what he's saying until we learn a sugya and we appreciate it. There's a gra. It's a gra in Shulchan Aruch. The gra in Shulchan Aruch is always very cryptic. He just goes, Kamo, ayin Tosfos. Ayin it, ayin that. There's a Ramah in Hilchas Hoshana Rabbah, in Tafari Samach Dalad, where the Ramah writes, you don't say Nishmas on Hoshana Rabbah. And Hoshana Rabbah is one of those days that, what is it? You say this, you don't say this, you always have to follow, they have one of the Siddurim that tells you exactly what to do and what not to do. So maybe we have the Psukah de Zimra of a Yantif day, that's Hoshana Rabbah, up until Nishmas. Right before Nishmas, Yishtabach, and then we go back to a regular weekday. So that's what the Ramah says in Tafri Samach Dalet. Ve'ein Orim Nishmas. That's what the Ramah says. Says the Rashbam, says the Gra, Ayin Ar Rashbam. That's all the Gra says. Ayin Arashbam. What does Arashbam have to do with anything? So if you look in the earlier Mefarshim, the reason that we say Nishmas is because of the Neshama Yaseira. Nishmas Kol Chai, that's an allusion, the Shari Tshuva quotes here, the Neshama Yaseira is why we say Nishmas. So what's the Gra trying to say? The Gra is alluding that the Rashbam is the only one that's, according to him, that should be a difference between Hoshana Rabbah and Yontif Day. Because regularly, if we do have a Neshama Yaseira, so he says, Ayin Rashbam, because according to the Rashbam, it makes sense that there's no Nishmas on Hoshana Rabbah, and there is Nishmas on Yontif. According to the Tosfos, why should there be a difference? According to the Tosfos, there's no Neshama Yaseira on Yontif, there's no Neshama Yaseira on Hoshana Rabbah. So that's why he quotes on this Ramah, don't say Nishmas, Ayin Rashbam. Because according to the Rashbam, it fits according to his Shita. Again, that's what Sabir HaGran in Tafrei Samach Dal. Just one other Ha'ara, and then we'll move on. That is, there is another reason given by some Rishonim why we have Besamim. So the reason that we've been talking about the Rishonim we're assuming is because we don't have we lose the Neshama Yaseira and that it makes us sad. The Tosfos, see on the side, it says Ayin Tosfos Beit Salam Gimel. So it quotes on the Gilyon on the side. If you look over there, it tells Beit Salam Gimel. The other reason quoted is that on Shabbos the Neshamas go free from Gehenim. And that's why Shabbos is a day of Menucha even for them. Motzi Shabbos is when they go back. That is why we say Kelmales by Shabbos Mincha. That is why there are some Rishonim, we don't paskin this way, Rabbeinu Tam holds, and the Ramah quotes it, we don't paskin this way, that you're not allowed to eat Shalosh Shudas between Mincha and Ma'ariv. We paskin, you should eat Shalosh Shudas between Mincha and Ma'ariv. But the Ramah quotes a day, you're not allowed to eat. Why? Because that's the time that Choser Neshamos Ligehenim, and it's not appropriate to be eating at that time of the week. So that is why it's based on this idea, and that's why there's a special inyan for an avel to daven on Motzi Shabbos. Everybody who likes to have their own minyan, it's a special time. If the yard site's that week, so that's the that's what we mentioned before, because that's when his neshama yaseira died. That's the last time it was in his body. So that's why there's a special inyan. Anyway, that's the second reason connected to Gehenim. So the Bach in Reis Tzadik Zayin quotes this reason, and he says maybe the whole issue could be explained. We ask according to the Rashbam why they know besamim on Moshe Yantiv. Says the Bach, Nira delo tiknu levarech al besamim ela b'di'ika tarti. When is there a mitzvah to be mevarech on besamim? Only when you have both. Ela tarti avedas hanefesh v'gamas cholus eishal gehenim tesorik v'masriach. That's when you have a mitzvah besamim. The hashda kibet the chol shadaita the adam the avdalo hanefesh. Because you lost your neshama yaseira, you're already on the brink of depression. You're already very upset. So any little thing will take you over the edge. So when you have lost the neshama yaseira and there's the sreifas gehenim that's going on now, so that's when we have the tachana besamim. Bekal yagia lidei chulsha misircho neshash gehenim. But if you're missing one or the other, it's not so bad, you don't need it. Aval kishayin kanavidas nefesh. When you didn't just lose it in the Neshama Yaseira, so then you're not in that state, that dangerous state. So ain lechush l'sircha, you don't have to worry. Ki'echadei choshe kol yibosachol. Just like the whole week you're going to be upset. No, it's when you got into a new state, and therefore you might lose it. So says the Bach, so that's why there is no takana. So for example, on a Motzi Shabbos, so even if you lose the Neshama Yaseira, but the Neshama Shamas don't aren't starting to be Nisraf. And on Motzei Yantif, even though you might lose you might have one, but you don't have the other. Even though there is Avedas Nefesh, because there's no Sirchot, v'zen nira nachon. Says the Bach, you need both reasons, according to some of the Rishonim, and only when you have both reasons do we make the bracha of Besamim. We don't think the bracha of Besamim is so discussed. Last night we all made the bracha of Bremen Ne Besamim. There's a lot to talk about, what the reasons for Besamim are, and why we do it. Okay, but that is all a discussion based on an omission in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yaknaha, all the different ways that we're going to talk about, Besamim is not mentioned, and that is what the Rishonim deal with, why it is not mentioned. Okay, now we go further in the Gemara. Remember that Gra about Nishmas. Okay, here we go. Tudas, Gufa. Yantif Shechal Yos Acher HaShabbos. Yantif that falls out after Shabbos. Again, our case. Yantif is on Sunday. So we've quoted two, but now we're going to quote about six different opinions. What order should you do Kiddush and Havdalah in? And we mentioned there's two different mitzvahs. There's a special relationship between Kiddush and Havdalah. That is why it's allowed to be done on the same coast, as the Gemara said yesterday. But what should be the order? So, Yantif Shechal Yos Acher HaShabbos. So let's talk about each one. Rav Amar Yakneh. Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. That's what he says to do. Why? What's the svar for Rav? So says the Rashbam. Two reasons. Why do you do Kiddush first? You have Bari Paragafen and Kiddush. And then you have the Ner and Havdalah. So says Rav number one, you have to do Kiddush. Kiddush always becomes before Havdalah. Adding sanctity before removing sanctity. Number one. Number two is if you do Havdalah first, it appears like you want to get rid of it. You want to get rid of Shabbos. So you don't want to do Havdalah right away. Push off Havdalah as much as you can. It's, by the way, why we say Vihi Noam in Va'ata Kadosh. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, why do we say that? So V'yitam L'cha we say because we want to have a Simen Tov for the week. So all the beautiful psukim about brachos and good things. And that's V'yitam, the whole V'yitam L'cha. What is Vihi Noam? Why do we say Vihi Noam Va'ata Kadosh? So says the Shulchan Aruch because we want to extend Shabbos a little bit. We want to have a few more minutes. We can't bear to have it to leave. That's why we extend Shabbos a little bit. There are various halachas that we do in order to extend Shabbos. And sure, we light candles, we light Chanukah candles before we say Havdalah. At home, we do the opposite, because people might not have heard Havdalah. But in shul, you make Havdalah Kaseiris of Chanukah first, because you don't make Havdalah yet. So do here. Says Rav, you don't want to make Havdalah yet, so that's why you do Bori Priyagafet first, because that's Tadir. Tadir Shader, Tadir Kodeh. We pass like Beis Hillel, that Bori Priyagafet comes before Kiddush, like we do every Friday night. So you make the Bori Priyagafet, then you have Kiddush, then you have the Ner, and then you have Havdalah. That she does Rav.
Ush.
So you're not actively saying Havdalah. Yes, Kiddush is saying that, you know, the new day is coming in, but it's Lav Dafka is not before. Sometimes you can have a gray area. Just last night, right, we had the issue of Rosh Chodesh and Motzei Shabbos. There was a discussion. Let's say Rosh Chodesh had been on Sunday, not on Shabbos. So it's a big, not on Shabbos, just on Sunday. So there are some poskim that say, if you bench late by Shalosh Shudas, you say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. Even though Ritzei is Shabbos and Yalav Yavo is on Sunday, so how could you say? Sometimes you can have this gray area that could be reflected, because one goes by the beginning of the Suda, one goes by the end of the Suda, but you're right, but it's in a different, it's in an indirect way. So that's why it's okay. Ushmuel Amar, Shita number two, Yan Hak, Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. What's Shmuel Shita? So Shmuel holds that Havdalah should be before Kiddush. Why? As the Gemara is going to give a mashal on the next Amud, go in order. What leaves? First Shabbos finishes. So do finish off Shabbos first, and then start Kiddush. Go in order. Once you're doing Havdalah, says Shmuel, you do it in the normal order that Havdalah is done. Bori Paragafen, Ner, and Havdalah. Okay, but someone's missing, as we discussed. But that's Shmuel Shita, then you do Kiddush at the end. That Shmuel says, first do Havdalah, and then do Kiddush. For Rabba Amar, Yahanak. Shmuel says, Rabba says, Yayin, Havdalah, Ner, and Kiddush. So what is his reason? So first you do Bari Priyagafen, Tadir Sheinu Tadir. But then you have Havdalah and Ner. Ner is after Havdalah, between Havdalah and Kiddush. So why is that? Interesting, the Rashbam says, we want to put Bari Priyagafen first, because that is a Tadir, and we don't want to have Havdalah and Kiddush next to each other, because they're really diametrically opposed. Though the Gemara said yesterday, Kiddush and Havdalah are chada milsa, And we mentioned it yesterday. The Rambam says that they're really two sides of the same coin. The Rambam, it's a machlokas rishon, but the Rambam says making havdalah is also part of a mitzvah daraisa of zachar shiyom Shabbos lakasho. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos when it comes in and when it comes out. Kishem, that we mark Shabbos when it comes in with Kiddush. We also mark Shabbos when it goes out. Havdalah. They're two parts of the same coin. Kiddush and Havdalah. That's yesterday's Gemara of Kiddush and Havdalah are one milsa. But says Rava here, they're kind of opposite. Kiddush is adding Kedusha. Havdalah is taking away Kedusha. Havdalah is always made when you go down in Kedusha. Shabbos to Yontif, Yontif to weekday. When Yontif falls on a Friday, you don't make Havdalah. Right, when going from Yontif to Shabbos, why? Because that's going up in Kedusha. So it says the Rashbam. You go on the third line of the Rashbam. She'ein nachon be'enav shel Rabba lismoch havdalah l'kiddush. It's not right to put them together. Shezem machish kocho solzeh. Each one of them is weakening the koach of the other. Hakiddush osehu kodesh v'havdalah osehu kodesh kal. Havdalah makes it less kodesh. The sphere like kishmuel to havdalah kodesh l'kiddush. So havdalah should be before kiddush because first you have to finish off Shabbos and then do kiddush. But you don't want to have them together, so you put the ner in between to separate them. So you start with Bray Pregafen, havdalah. You have the ner to separate, then you have kiddush. The Levi Amar, Levi says, fourth opinion, kinaya. What's that? Kiddush. First you have kiddush, ner, yayin, and havdalah. So what's the reason for that? So again, the Rishonim explain. First, you have Kiddush, because you want to have Kiddush before Havdalah, like Rav. They all build off Rav or Shmuel. Shmuel says Havdalah should be first, Rav says Kiddush should be first. So he always like Rav that Kiddush should be first, but you don't want to put the Bori Pri HaGafen so close to the Kiddush. Because really, we know that Kiddush, you have another option. Let's say you wouldn't have wine. You could use bread. Havdalah, you can't make Havdalah without wine or Chamar Medina or some type of liquid. Some type of halachically acceptable liquid for Havdalah. So we want to put the Yayin closer to Havdalah than to Kiddush. So you do Kiddush first, but if you want to have the Yayin closer, you got to put the Ner in the middle, in between the Kiddush and the Havdalah. So that is the opinion of Levi Kinaya. V'Rabbanan Amri, we'll get back to Levi's opinion in a couple of minutes. Bezus Hashem. V'Rabbanan Amri, Kina, Kiddush, Yayin, Ner, Havdalah. So what's the Shida the Rabbanan? So if you think about it, so Kiddush is first. Again, he holds like Rav, you want to have Kiddush before Havdalah, but he holds that once you make Kiddush, then you do Havdalah in the normal order, that Havdalah is done. So you make Kiddush, and then you have Bari Pregafen, Bari Mariel Eish, and then Havdalah. That's the Shida the Rabbanan. Two more. Marbrei Dravana Omar Nikaya, Ner, Kiddush, Yayin, Havdalah. So he has Ner first. So why is Bari Bari Ha'esh first? So explains the Rashbam that because that's the first thing you get Hana'a on. You get Hana'a on Bari on the candle. It's the first thing you see, so that's why you want to make, you want to do that first. Yeah, that's why you have the Ner first. And then you have Kiddush, because he always like, Rav, that Kiddush should be first. Then you have Yayin, Bari Pri Gafen, because that's usually comes before Havdalah, and Havdalah is last, because that's the what usually comes last on a regular Motzei Shabbos. Interesting, the Rashbam assumes here, which is a machlokas we mentioned before when we learned Meseches Brachos, and that is, what type of bracha is the bracha of Bori Me'ori Ha'esh? So machlokas, whether that is a bracha of Hana'a, or a bracha of Shevach. Look at the Ramban in the eighth parak of Brachos. He quotes two different opinions. The big nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Every Motzei Shabbos, do you first look at your nails and then make the bracha, or do you look at your do you first make the bracha and then look at your nails? It's machlokas. If you say it's a birchas hananin, so by every bracha on pleasure, first you make the bracha and then you eat. First you make the bracha, then you smell. First you make the bracha, then you look at your you're getting hanah from the candle. So if it's a birchas hananin, you should first make the bracha and then look at your fingernails. If it's a birchas shevach is always reaction. I hear thunder. I see lightning. I go to the bathroom. I eat. I bench. All of those are birchas as a reaction. Shevach mahoda, Hashem, you're the best. So if it's Shevach Mahodah, so I should first look at my fingernails and then make the bracha. So the Maisa, we try to be makbid for both. So it's easy. First look at your fingers and make the bracha by Mera Eish and keep looking at them until after the bracha. So that way we could be yotzi according to both opinions whether it is Shevach Mahodah or it is Berachas Hananin. So the Rashbam here in explaining the shita of Ravana says that it's a hanal. If you should nan that both chila, so that's why you make the bracha there first.
But we say that the only time you make bracha is something that goes inside the body, and that seeing was not considered.
Okay, so that's a good question. Yisrael is asking by hanaos that don't go inside the body, you usually don't make a bracha. Let's say you take a nice, great hot shower. You know, you don't make a bracha, even if you would be dressed. You wouldn't make a bracha on that. Why? Because it's not a hana shenichnas l'guf. Right? Every hana usually has to be nichnas l'guf. So it's a question, according to those opinions. Maybe it's being used by the guf, but you're right, you don't make a bracha on a beautiful sunset. There's no special bracha of nehenet. I have to work it out according to those opinions. Continues the Gemara. Marsa Omar Mishmeid Rabbi Yeshua Nihak. Last opinion. Rabbi Yeshua says Nihak. Ner Yayin Havdalah Kiddush. So what's the reason for that? So Ner goes first because, similar to the previous opinion, that's the first thing you get Hanah from. He holds like Shmuel that Havdalah should go before Kiddush, but he says you put the bracha of Yayin first because that is what's more linked to Havdalah rather than Kiddush. That's why you have Ner Yayin, Havdalah, and Kiddush. Shoch le'avu de Shmuel le'Rebbe. Yilam de'ner Rabbeinu seder Havdalah sech. Where they ask Rebbe, we have 10 different opinions. So what do we do? Shalach lei kach amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi shamar mishum aviv shamar mishum Rabbi Shmuel Yeshua ben Chananya ni nahik ner havdalah yayin kiddush. Do we have this opinion? No, it's another opinion, right? So what is it? What do? You do this. You do ner and havdalah, then yayin and kiddush. You do havdalah before kiddush. What's the reason? Because again, havdalah is before kiddush. Ner goes first. Because you want to, as the Rashbam explains, if you should write the leading yayin, samach la'avdalah ula kiddush. You want to use the yayin for both, havdalah and kiddush, so you put it in between. So that's why you have to have the nair first. Because you can't have any separations. You put the nair first, then havdalah and kiddush, with the yayin connected to both of them in between. Amar Rabbi Chanina, mashal Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, what's the sheet that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is compared to what? And again, this is not just Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. This is anybody who has said that you first do havdalah before kiddush. What could their opinion be compared to? L'melech sheyotze, to a king that leaves, va'afarkos nichnas. A king leaves and an officer comes in. Melava des ha'melech, v'achakach, yotze nikras afarkos. We're melava the melech. First you do Havdalah of Shabbos, because the king first leaves, and then the officer comes, then you greet the officer. Again, the Malave the Melech, that's Havdalah, like Malava Malka. You're being Malave the Malka, you're accompanying the Malka out, that's the whole Inyan of the Sudam of Malka. Well, Malka is not supposed to be at 2 o'clock in the morning, right? It's supposed to be somewhat connected to when Shabbos was. Obviously, we're not hungry right after Shabbos, especially in these months, but it should be before Chatzos. It should be sometime in proximity to Shabbos, so that it connects to Malava on the Malka. It's interesting, the Machlokas, we mentioned in Maseches Brachos as well, are you supposed to stand or sit for Havdalah? So Kiddush is major, various opinions. But what about for Havdalah? So again, two opinions, whatever one's father does, one should follow. Again, what are the reasons, what are the svaras behind the Minog? So, the ones who say that you should sit, the Mishnah Berurah quotes both opinions. The ones that say you should sit is because you're being motzi others, to have a kfiyas, to have a connection, that's why you should sit. But what about the people who say you should stand? Because you're being malava the king. When you make Havdalah, like this Gemara says, you're being Malavi, accompanying the king. So when you accompany the king out, you have to stand, because the king is leaving, Kaviyachal. The queen is leaving. So that's why to stand. Two different opinions. Whatever one does, Yishmi Amalisma. So my Havi Allah. So Halacha L'maisa. So what do you do, says the Gemara? So Abaya Amar, Yakzana, V'Rava Amar, Yaknahaz. Yaknahaz, V'Hilchasa, Kirava. That is what we do. Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman. We don't paskin like this Mashal. Right, we do Kiddush first. We do Kiddush first with the Yayin. Then we do Havdalah, but we do Shechianu at the end. Because Shechianu is always at the end of everything. Right, that's what we do, except the one of the first nights of Sukkot when we switch them with the Leshem Basukkah. But in general, Shechianu is always at the end. Why at the end? Because we had a Gemara in Erev in Daf Mem that really Shechianu could be said Afilu Bashuk. Shechianu does not need to be said Alakos. Haraya, Yom Kippur, when we all say Shechianu in Shul, because we're not having a coast, so really Shechianu is not intricately related to the coast, what's going on. That's why you say Shechianu all the way at the end.
Two questions. First, why does the Gemara say
Tosfos?
We always pass like Rava.
So Menachem asks, Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos says, Vilchas a Karava. Why do we have to, we always pass like Rava, except by the six cases of Yalchon Gam. So what do we have to say here? We pass like Rava. Says Tosfos, Mishim Enoch Amoraim. Yitzchak lives on Karava. Yes, if it was just Rava versus Abaya, we pass like Rava. But maybe here you think it's different because there are four other opinions that hold like Abaya. Right? To do Havdalah, to do the other order. So that is why, Tosfos says you have to say that the Halacha is like Rava. Yeah. Second question.
We don't hold that in this concept of being malava the king.
We don't paskin that you have to first be malava the king. We paskin that Kavdala is Livui Melech, but we don't paskin you have to do it in that order. We paskin the other issue that maybe you want to push off Havdalah as much as you can.
You don't want to make any Shabbos like a bird.
Right.
So maybe you should sit when it's
Yom Tov on a Matzah
Shabbos.
Maybe you should sit when it's
Yom Tov
on
a
Matzah Shabbos. Well,
everyone should agree to that.
Well, in a Chinami. I mean, there are poskim that say that even if your minhag is to stand for Kiddush on Friday night, that's the Arizal, that if you say the three minhagim, we either stand and sit, or sit the whole time, or stand the whole time. So even if you have the minhag, my father stands the whole time. So the Arizal says, you stand, but why do you stand? Because the first part you stand, because it's Eidus, Yom HaShishi, Vayichulu HaShem, so you stand even the first half, so you don't have to be Zion, it's Pasish, to sit down in the middle. So that's the minhag to stand for the whole time. But in the Chinami, many poskim say that any other type of Kiddush that's not Friday night, whether it's Shabbos day or whether it's Yantif night, you should sit because of the Kviyas issue in the Chinami. So that's again, you have to know exactly. Many times you ask somebody what their minhag is, they're like, I don't know. This is what, you know, they don't focus on a regular Shabbos. You know what the minhag is. That happens. But what happens if Shabbos falls out on Kid? Like, you ask people even Shabbos morning. You make Kiddush standing up or sitting down on Shabbos morning? I don't know. It depends. I'm standing. It's important to know. Obviously, the Kiddush Shabbos morning is just Borei Pri Gafen. Everything else before is just Minhag, to say the Psukim. The Iker Kiddush Shabbos morning is Borei Pri Gafen. But we should know what the Minhag is and do things thought out and properly. So that is where Rava ends off by saying, Yakna has, that is what we paskin.
But none of the Shittas said when to do
Shechiyana. None of the... Right. Only Machlokas Rava and Abai, because we didn't speak about Shechiyanu. Okay. But I have to work out Tosis. There is a discussion in the... Actually, you know what? Let's leave it. If we have time at the end, we'll come back. There's a discussion in the Birkei Yosef here about making a Havdalah on Pas. Why we only make Kiddush on Pas and not Havdalah. So let's at the end. If we have time, we'll come back to it. Let's continue first. Rav Huna by Yehuda Ikla Lebei Rava. Rav Huna visited Rava. Aisu l'kamayhu ma'or ubisamim. They brought in front of him. But now we're not talking about the Yontif anymore. We're talking about a regular Motzei Shabbos. But Shalashudis was going late, as we'll see. So Isaac Amar Abisamim, they brought in front of him Ma'or light and Bisamim, Brich Rava Abisamim Bereshav Hadar Amar, he made Brahman Abisamim first, and then Brahman Ha'esh, like we do, Amar Lay. So Rav Huna said to him, I Baha Bimbi Shamay Babies Hillel, Mar Bereshav Hadar Abisamim. Aye, doesn't it say in the Mishnah in Brachas that first, everybody agrees that first you do Brahman Ha'esh and then Bisamim? Umayhi, where does it say that? The times the Mishnah says in the 8th parak, Beshamay Omrim, Ner Umazon Bisamim Abdallah. First is near, and then Besamim. Ubesil Omim near Ubesamim Mazon Havdalah. The only machlokas is, according to our version of the Mishnah, about the order of Besamim and Mazon, but not about the order of Ner and Besamim. Ner always goes first. So how could you make a bracha on Besamim first? So Ani Rava Basrei, Rava answered him, Yamar, and said, no, Zivit Dev Rabbi Meir. That version of the Mishnah is only Rabbi Meir's version of the machlokas between Beishamai and Beisilel. Aval Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and we don't do like either of those. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's a different version. Lo nechlogo Beishamai Beisilel al-Mazon shu b'tchil v'al Havdalah shu b'asov. There's no machlokas between Beishamai and Beisilel, whether Birchas HaMazon always goes first. Let's say you're having a late Shalashudis, and you're going to do Kiddush and Havdalah, you're going to do Havdalah now with the Kosa Birchas HaMazon. So what's the order? Everybody agrees first you make the Birchas HaMazon. Why? The Rashbam explains that that's Bechiv, that's Chal first. So therefore, first you make Birchas HaMazon. Everybody agrees you have do Havdalah at the end, like you normally do it. The machlokas is alamar v'al besamim. The machlokas is about borei mura eish and borei b'nei besamim. B'shamay omer mar v'achakach besamim, or b'shalom omer besamim v'achakach mar. You do besamim first, and that is what I did, says Rava. So therefore, no problem. V'ha olam nagu abar Rabbi Yochanan nahagu ha'am ki beis hillel v'alib de Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what we do. We go like beis hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason? What's the machlokas? Whether you should do besamim first or you should do borei mura eish first? So that's a Ritva in Brachas. The Ritva in Brachas there on that Sukhya quotes that Beishamai holds that first you should do Borei Mer Ha'esh because the Svira Dima'ar Shenanem Menu Miyad Yeshul Lebarech Alav La'altar. Again, assuming that it's a Berachas Ha'nehenin, so you get a Hana from that first Besamim, you don't get Hana until you put it to your nose and smell it. But by Hana, by Borei Mer Ha'esh, you get Hana immediately. That should be first. Ubeisamu Amrim, no, Lebarech Alav Besamim first. Shehi Baal Kavit Shabbos Mishum Neshama Yaseira. Right, it has to do. Something has more to do with Shabbos. Ner is about that. Eish was Nivra. We had earlier in Pesachim. Eish was Nivra on Motzei Shabbos. That is why we make the bracha. But that has to do with Chol. So first you do the Pesachim, which has to do with Shabbos, and then you do the Ner, which has to do with Chol. So that is what the Ritva suggests. That is what Chol is. But again, we paskin first. You do First you do besamim, and then you do mar. And the Gemara ends off, nahagu ha'am. Interesting lashon. Nahagu ha'am. That doesn't say hilchasa. Doesn't say, hey, nahagu. We had 2 days ago, we had another unusual lashon. Osam b'nei adam, that make kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. Tell us what to do. What's nahagu ha'am? So there is a tshuva of the Ramah. The Ramah writes in the tshuva, the Sharam Sarnim Balacha quotes this tshuva on our Gemara, in Simin Lamed Hey, where the Ramah writes that sometimes, if you look in my halachas, sometimes I write nohagin, and sometimes I write nohagu. What's the difference between nohagin or nohagu? So then says the Ramah, quoting in a different context, he's talking about whether you should make a bracha on leaning a Megillah, on the Yomim Tovim. Most shuls do not make a bracha except for Esther. But what about if you lean from a klaf, rus, or shir, ashir, b'kohelis? Discussion in the poskim, whether you should make a bracha of Al-Kriyas Megillah. So says the Ramah there, where he quotes this halacha, v'chein tegdakti b'masha kasafti v'ha'am no'agu, v'lo kasafti v'chein no'agin, k'mo shehu midarki b'shar makomos, u'puchazi mayam adabar. No'agu, he says, usually means this is what is done, not what is l'chadchila should be done. So the Ramah has a difference between no'agu and no'agin. Here it's no'agu, so you don't know if the same rules apply in the Gemara as the Ramah chose to write in his psakim. Again, the Ramah usually says that no'agu is a b'di'evid lashon. No'agin is a l'chadchila lashon. No'agu, this is the minug. Again, the Gemara here uses that type of the Yavah Lashon, but that's our minug. Our minug is to do it like Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Maybe it means, you know, if you go, you see, like when we tarfo, it went like Beis
Shammai. Right, right.
And so maybe here, if you went like Beis Shammai, it wouldn't necessarily be...
Right, Noagu by Rabbi Tarfon and Beis Shammai, he was Chayiv Misa there, so that was a... That was serious. That's what we mentioned, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. But here, it's not one over the other, it's Rabbi Yehuda's version versus Rabbi Meir's version of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But you're right, maybe it's connected to that. Two dots. Rav Yaakov bar Abba ikla lebe Rava. Rav Yaakov visited Rava. Chaz yidabarach where peragaf and akasa tekama. Baha debarach akisa debarach asavi ishti. So he saw that early in the Suda, Rava made Kiddush, then he had his whole meal, and then he benched, and he made a new Bori Priya Hagafen right after he benched on the coast that he used to bench with. Right, like what we do. Right, we made a Bori Priya Hagafen, he made a bracha on the first coast, and then he made another Bori Priya Hagafen on the coast of Berachas HaMazon. And he's going to wonder about that. Why were you Yossi with the first Bori Priya Hagafen? Just one ha'ara that the Rush has on this story, that is, by all mitzvahs, many mitzvahs, we do ala kos. Pidyon HaBen, Bris Milah, marriage, all mitzvahs, many kiddush, you always do it ala kos. By every case, except for one, first we say Bori Priya Hagafen, and then we say the bracha of the mitzvah. By Arison. Bori Priya Hagafen, and then we say, Mitzvah Nala Rayos, Aslan Zarusos. We always do Bori Priya Hagafen first. By everything. By Bris Milah. Bori Priya Hagafen, then we say, Asher Kiddush, you did me bet then. By every kid, we always say, by Kiddush. Bori Priya Hagafen, and then Asher Kiddush, we always say, all of a sudden, Berachas HaMazon, first we bench, and then we say Bori Priya Hagafen. So why is it the order switched? By Berachas HaMazon. Right, something that we always, right, why is it switched? Even by Sheva Brachas. What happens by Sheva Brachas? Under the chuppah, first you say Bori Priya Hagafen, and then you have all the rest of the Sheva Brachas. Right? That's why the Masada Kedushin has to tell the Chassan and the Kala and the, not to have in mind, because it's their Bori Priya Hagafen. They're going to drink the wine, even though it's six brachas ago. So he has to make sure to tell them, have it, this is your Bori Priya Hagafen, and don't be mafsik. They shouldn't be like talking in between brachas. Oh, who's this rabbi? What, they shouldn't be talking, because it's their Bori Priya Hagafen they're going to drink from. But for, again, you see there, first you say Bori Priya Hagafen. Yet when we bench, what happens when we bench? We do Bori Priya Hagafen at the last one. So why is our Bori Priya Hagafen always at the end? So the Rush says that there's a problem. As we're going to see, Birchas HaMazon creates a hefsek. Birchas HaMazon, by definition, is a hesach hadas, is a, I'm stopping to eat and drink, I'm finished. So you can't say a Bori Priya Hagafen before benching and then drink it after benching. By other mitzvahs, first you say Bori Priya Hagafen, then you make Kiddush, then you have the wedding. That's not a hefsek. It's a mitzvah, and all, it's all mitzvah, it's all considered one unit. But by benching, by definition, benching breaks everything from before. So you can't say, Bori Priya Hagafen, and then bench, and then drink the wine. Says the Rashi, it doesn't work. It worked. You should do it the other way. Because if Tadir, Bori Priya Hagafen always comes first. But you can't do it by benching, because by definition, benching breaks everything from before, and therefore you wouldn't be able to drink the wine. That's what the Rush says here in Siman Yud. Lufisha birchas hamazon hu mode umishabeach lobore amasha achal b'shasa v'avi hesach hadas v'hefsek amasha asa v'yafilo bar priya gafin shabirech v'akos biyado. That's why you have to make the bracha afterwards. Okay, that is the issue of why bar priya gafin is before by everything else and after by benching. So back to the story. So Reb Yaakov visits Rava, he sees that he does this. Amarle, Lomi lechakulei. Why are you doing this? Habarach one marchad zimna. But you made a bread breakup at the beginning of the meal. Why do you make it a new one now? So we already know the rush. We already know what the answer is going to be. But we'll see. Amarle, kiavina be reish galusa hachiyavdinin. Well, when I was in the reish galusa's house with the other rabbis, this is what we did in yeshiva. So this is what we did in yeshiva. This is what we did in the reish galusa's house. So amarle, teirach be reish galusa. He says to him, no, don't bring me rice from the reish galusa's house. In the reish galusa's house, I understand why. The hachiyavdin. The subbing maisilan, subbing lo maisilan. Because nobody knew if they're getting another cup of wine. So when they made their first bread breakup, then They thought, this is it. So they got more wine later. You have a new bracha. Hacha hamana kisa kaman. But that's love it. Here you knew you were getting more wine. You knew you're gonna make a bracha at the end. You know you're gonna drink wine at the end, so why do you need a new bracha for? You didn't have a hesakadas. So Amalei, so he answered him, no, I'm not Avdi Kitami did a Rav. I went like the students of Rav, the Rav Bruna, Rav Hananel, Tamidi the Rav Have, Yasi Sudasa, they were sitting in front of a Suda, Koi Alayhu Rav Yema Saba. Rav Yema Saba was sitting in front of them. Amalei, Havlam Benibrach. They said, oh, let's bench. Havlam Benibrach. But then, after they said, let's bench, all of a sudden, they realized that they had this great new type of wine. They wanted to have some more wine. They changed their mind. They didn't want to bench. Amr Lahu, so Rabbi Yeba said to them, Hachi Amarav, tough luck. You want to have more wine, you can't just drink it. Kiva Damrisu, Halon Benivrach, Itzrul Chulamishti. Once we say, let's bench, it's usher for us to drink anything else. Why? My taima da aschisu da taichu. Right? The Hesachadas. So when you say, let's bench, it's a hesachadas, so Rav is bringing this as a raya, so surely if you actually bench, that's a hesachadas, and therefore you'd have to make a new break for a gafen after benching. Havon v'nivrach. The Aruch HaShulchan says, based on earlier sources, the Magen Avraham really says this, Havon v'nivrach, this Gemara is the source for Rav Hasayin of Arech, or Rav Hasayin of a mention. Why? Because if you look when the Gemara discusses Bircha Zimun, that's not part of it. Right, Rabbi Sain of Erech is not the beginning. Is Yishem? That's the beginning of the Zimun. What's Rabbi Sain of Erech? That's getting everybody's attention. Sain of Erech, Rabbi Sain Nevarech. Really, there's a comma in between. Rabbi Sain Nevarech. Right, there's a comma because you're inviting them to bench. So the Aruch HaShulchan here says, Mashba Shekodem Birchas HaZimun Haya Omrin Havla Benibrach Vulai Mizeh Haminik Shalonu Omrin Mikodem Rabbi Sain Mir Vilin Benchin. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'onin Yishei M'Hashem V'Varach Mitzav Adolam V'chein Hu B'Zohar Dvarim Shetzarach Hazmana V'Zeh Sheyomer Shemechinim Atzmo. You have to be right, making ourselves. We have to make sure everybody's on board to do this mitzvah of Bircha Zimun. So that's why we say Rabbo Sain of Arech beforehand, because this is the Hazmana, this is the getting ready for the mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan continues. Listen to this Lashon. V'ha'inyin Nirali D'inei Inyin Gadol K'shechoshvim Lasos Osen HaChana V'Hazmana Mikodem. It's always important before you do something to think about it and prepare. It always means more. Everything that you do is a function of how much you prepare for it. Right? You take extra batting practice, you hit a home run. Right? You have extra, you study about Pesach beforehand, Pesach means much more to you. The more that we prepare beforehand, the more it means. So he says, Ubadar haflaga. Right? It works the other way also. What did Dar haflaga do? Dar haflaga, Sheratzu limru b'Hashem. What does it say? Hava nivne lanu ir. Hava, let's get together, let's think about it, let's build a city. Paro, Hava, Nischachmalo. Let's prepare and be wise and do it. Hava is Lashon Hazmana. Havu Lashem Kavod Va'oz. Let's prepare, we'll get ready for Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, Havu Lachem Nashim. Kol Mitzvah Tzorech Hazmana, says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'lochein, what's our Hazmana for every mitzvah? Hinei b'chol mitzvahs masios, yesh bracha mikodem. So you have a hazmana. The bracha itself is the hazmana. Bracha Hashem, al netilas lulav. Now I know that I'm going to shake the lulav. But benching, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the mitzvah benching is a bracha. So what kind of bracha there's no bracha. Asher k'nishav zavanu lebarech al amazon. So that's why you need a Rabbo Sain of Arech, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Avo bracha zamazon shamitzvah hiya bracha ba'atzma tzorech hachana kodem ha-bracha. L'chein omrim havla menivrach. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, usually the bracha is our hazmana, but when it comes to benching, that itself is a bracha. There is no separate takana. That's what we mentioned in the past. The Nesiva says, whenever the bracha is a mitzvah, is a bracha, there is no separate birchas ha-mitzvah. But because of that, you need some other way to prepare for it. So that's why we say Rabbo Sain of Arech.
What if you buy yourself?
So if you buy yourself, there's no hazmana. So what do you do by yourself? So let me have a suggestion. There are those, again, this is something that you might have heard. Yaradeya no debi Yehuda. Yaradeya tzad gimel. What's it about? What do you remember? Yaradeya tzad gimel. You can't forget this tshuva once you hear it. This is the L'shem Yichud tshuva. Right, L'shem Yichud Tshuva, they know to be Yehuda. What is the Tshuva? We know there's a minhag of many pious Jews to say L'shem Yichud before any mitzvah they do. Hinei Yichud Mezuman. Some mitzvahs, for some reason, all Klal Yisrael do it. In the Haggadah, all the Haggadah says Hinei Yichud Mezuman, L'kayim Kosh Shlishis. Everybody says, by Psiris Omer, right? Everybody, Hinei Yichud Mezuman. Any, nobody, we don't see, some people say it before Pesukah Nezimra, there's L'shem Yichud, Kut Shabrichu, before putting on tefillin, before putting on a talus. But really, there are L'shem Yichuds before every mitzvah. L'shem, yeah, I'm ready to do the mitzvah. This is a minhag that started a couple hundred years ago. So the Noda Yehuda was asked about this minhag. Again, that's their hachana. That's their hachana to do the mitzvah, similar to this case of Havam Adibrach. So he says, Aval Sha'al, the questioner asked the Noda Yehuda, what's the correct nusach of L'shem Yichud? He should have known who he was asking. He says, Arez Hashem, no, b'shom nusach L'shem Yichud, asher chadashim mikarav nispashim b'nifa b'sidur. So says the Noda Yehuda, Hinei, v'zeh ani meshiv. Ad sha'ata sho'aleni nusach amiraso, yosef roi l'shol, im nomar, ki tov amiraso. Don't ask me which nusach, ask me if you should say it. Ula daiti, for the Noda Yehuda, this is a well-known tshuva, he's charif. Again, there's a lot of background here. The Misnagdim Chasidus controversy. Ula daiti, zera'a chole bidoreinu, v'al hadoru shalafnei zmanenu, shalo yadu minusach zeh. Nobody ever said this. V'lo amru, v'lo hayu amelim kol yemeyim b'tarav mitzvos. My great grandfather, he sat and learned Torah all day. He never said l'shem yichud. Hakol api haTorah api haPoskim shedivrayim novim mimakar mayim chayim, etc. etc. But the reino hazeh ki azvu as Torah Hashem umakar mayim chayim shnei hamudim Talmud Bavli v'Yerushalmi, and people aren't learning as much as they used to learn. V'aladara yasam hazani omer. This is a He quotes psukim related to this generation. We're not gonna read them right now. The guf dvarav shetzarach lahuzi mipiv sheosa hachana api asod. You have to, first of all, we don't understand what we're saying many times. L'shem yichud kutshabri. We don't know what that means. But he says you need a where's the line here that I want to quote? He quotes, they bring a raya from Gerushin, that when you give a get, you have to say, Beferish L'shem Gerushin. So he says, Ani Omer, Makom Shevi Raya, Misham Yistira. By Gerushin, we say, Isha is not Omed L'Gerushin. So Stama is L'marriage. That's why you have to say, Dafka L'shem Gerushin. But by mitzvahs, the mitzvahs Shalanu, Kadosh Kachim Ninu, Kachi Gavoa, the Stama L'shman Omdin. You don't have to say anything. This is at the end. Ah, you want to say that you have to have hachana for the mitzvah, like the Zarach HaShulchan? What did the Aruch HaShulchan say? And the Aruch HaShulchan is later in history. What did the Aruch HaShulchan say? We have a bracha. The bracha is our hachana. Our L'shem Yichud is the bracha. U'bracha hu his oris hadibur machshava v'chol mitzvah sheish bracha lefaneha ein sarach lomar shum davar lefaneha rak ha-bracha v'chol davar she'ein bracha lefaneha. If there's no bracha, okay. Ani noheg lomar b'fi hineni osa davar zeh l'kayim mitzvahs bari. Ubazet die the ain sarach yoser vakavanahu rak pirish amilus v'cholat tikunim lamala nase me'aleinim me'aleihem aydei ma'aseinu. All the tikunim and the secrets that happens by itself. You don't have to say it. We don't understand it. That is why he says that one should not say l'shem yichud. Again, the minhag Yisrael many is to say l'shem yichud. So again, one should follow one's minhag, ask one's rebbe what to do. But this is the tshuva about hachana for mitzvahs. The Zarach HaShulchan and our Gemara says that Rabosai Nevarech is needed to be said because there is no bracha before that mitzvah, but by all other mitzvahs you have the bracha. So that's what the Noda Yehuda says as well, and that's the issue of L'shem Yichud. Continuing the Gemara. A Mamer, my such a Rav Ashi, Aviasi, Suda, so they're all sitting at a Suda. And Rav Acha was the waiter. A Mamer, Baruch, I'll call Kisa Vakisa. A Mamer made a Baruch Piagafen on every coast that he drank. Marzutra Baruch Kasakama Kisa Basra. Marzutra made a Baruch on the first one and on the last one after benching. Ravashi Baruch Kisakama Vesula Baruch. Ravashi made on the first one and that's it. Didn't make on another one. Amalu Ravacha Baraba Anan Kama Nevid. So I have three Rebbeim and they all did something different. So what should I do? So a Mamer Amar. No, there's no Machla. We can explain ourselves. A Mamer says, I made a new bracha on every coast because I always thought I was finished. I thanked the first one. I thought that's all I'm having. So when I got a new one, I had to make a new bracha. Marzutra Amar Anod the Avdikat Tamid Rav. Marzutra says, I hold like the Tamid Rav, meaning I had to make a new one after benching. You have to make a new Baruch Piagafen. Ravashi Amar, let's look at the Tamid Rav. Now Ravashi says, no, I think you don't have to make a new bracha even with benching in the middle. Why? What's my raya? The Hayatav Shechalios Achar Shabbos, the Amar Rav Yakna. By Kiddush and Havdalah, you only make one Baruch Piagafen. You have Kiddush and Havdalah separate, and you have a Yayin before the Kiddush. So how could that work for the Havdalah? It must be the Zohar HaSachadas. So just like there's no HaSachadas by Kiddush and Havdalah, so too, says Rav Ashi, there's no HaSachadas after benching. Says the Gemara, that's not comparable. Velohi hasam akar daiti mi mishtei hachalokar daiti mi mishtei. Right, if you bench, that's a hasachadas. That's different than making kiddush and avdalah together. So that is why we reject that opinion. Period. Tosfos here in Dibur Maskil, Rav Ashi discusses what we do by the Dalad Kosos on the Seder night. Tosfos asks, why is it? What is the minhag of Ashkenaz? Ashkenaz is to make the Bray Perek Offen on the first kos, and another Bray Perek Offen on the second kos. It's 2 hours later, but we never set up an Alag Eppen. Why are we making a new bracha? And even if you want to say, we had a big break, so then let's continue the Seder. We make a bracha on the third kos, okay, because that's right after benching, but then Halal Nirtza usually does not take so long in most people's houses. Right, let's say, I don't know, let me be flexible. Eat 20 minutes. Let me give the Donald Kav Schus to all of us. 20 minutes, half an hour. Why are you making a new Bray Perek Offen on the fourth coast? Right, you just made a Bray Perek Offen. That is why the Rambam, that is why if you look in the Mechaber, in Simin Tuf Ayin Dalid, passed like the Rambam, only 2 out of the 4 coasts get a Bray Perek Offen. Very unusual. That's what they paskin. Number 1 and 3. 1 gets a Bray Perek Offen, and 3 right at the bench gets a Bray Perek Offen. But Tosfos says no. Tosfos says, why do we make a bracha on each one? 1, 2, 3, 4. So Tosfos and the Rush say each one. Why? Because each one is a separate mitzvah. Each one is a separate mitzvah. That's why we have separate Bray Perek Offen. Machlokas Mechaber in the Ramah. In Simin, Tafayin Dalin. But that's what this Tosfos over here is what who says that's why, even though after benching you have a new bracha, but Kos 2 and 4 also gets a new bracha, Dafka on the Seder night, because it's a separate mitzvah.
Kiddush and
Havdalah are connected. One does not create Hesach Hadas for the other one. That's why one Bray Perek Offen would suffice. Like the Gemara said yesterday. Like the Gemara said, Chad Milsa. The Gemara yesterday said, Chad Milsa. Yeah.
Is there also a question which one of the four courses is we actually
fulfilling
the
mitzvahs
of the
client? Which one of the Gemara we're going to have later on. There's a machlokas. Which two require Haseba?
Right.
The first two or the last two? We do all four because we don't know which ones
right.
to do.
So
we're going to talk about that later this week. That's showing Kuvav, I think. Kuvav, Kuvches. Kuvches, maybe. Yeah, Kuvches.
Right. So isn't that, if it's really the fourth one that satisfies the mitzvah.
Right, it's not the fourth one. They all satisfy. It's a mitzvah of Dalad Kosos.
No,
each one is its own mitzvah. It's not that there's one mitzvah. Each one is its own mitzvah. Right, the first one is Kiddush, the second one is Magid, the third one is Benching, the fourth one is Hallel. So each one is its own mitzvah, that's why each one gets a Bray Perek Offen.
Why is then the Rambam Magid?
The Rambam might hold that each one is its own mitzvah, but still you don't make a separate Bray Perek Offen on each one. You could say, this is Magid, but still, you made a Bray Perek Offen an hour ago. You don't require a new bracha. This is Hallel, but who says Hallel gets his own Bray Perek Offen?
When you're making a mitzvah, when you're doing a mitzvah, don't you make a bracha as a preparation?
You make a bracha usually, but that's only if there's a break in between. I'll give you an example. That is why, by a wedding, we make, by Kiddushin, how does the chuppah start? First we have Kiddushin, we have Bray Perek Offen, and if it's Tzivanu al Arayos, and then a few minutes later, we're going to have another Bray Perek Offen by Sheva Brachas. So the post will say, how can you have two Bray Perek Offens, one after another? That is why we try to have a big hefsek in between, as big as possible. That's what, why do we read the ksuba in between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin? Right, so that yesterday, we try to read the ksuba, it's Shuvas Rashi, it's based on a Shuvas Rashi. Why do we read the ksuba in the middle? You don't have to read the ksuba. It's not a halach, it's a minug. It's an ancient minug. Why? But we do that in between. Let's say the Rav is going to give a drasha. When does he give the drasha? Under the chuppah? Not after Sheva Brachas. The Rav speaks, anybody speaks under the chuppah, it's between Kiddushin and Nisuin. You want to sing something because we want to have a break between the first Bray Perek Offen and the later. Because if you make one Bray Perek Offen, even if you're doing a different mitzvah 10 minutes later, if they're connected, Kiddushin and Yisuin, Kiddushin Avdallah, so then you wouldn't require a new bracha. Okay, Vayter. Kimat Alav Dulei. Back to the story, says the from Amud Aleph. When Rabbi Yaakov went to visit Rava, so when Rava came to make Avdallah, Kam Shami Va'ad L'Kavuka Mishraga, he came and lit a torch from a previously lit candle. What are you lighting a torch for? You have a candle. Just use the candle for Abdullah. Oh, my servant. I don't know what he's doing. He acted on his own. So he says, what do you mean? He acted on his own? If he didn't hear you ever say it, he wouldn't have done it. He obviously did it because you said something. Because you've said something in the past. So he says, you're right. I told him beforehand. I've told him before that to use a torch for Havdalah is v'mitzvah min ha-mufchar. V'mitzvah min ha-mufchar, and therefore it's better to use a torch than it is to use a candle. So why didn't he answer him in the first place? Why didn't he ask the Mordechai? What did he answer in the Rav Mordechai? Right? Why didn't he answer him in the first place? He says, he wouldn't have done it. Okay, you're right. So the Mordechai says, no, they didn't understand Yishayla. When he first asked him, he was really asking him He thought he was asking him, do you have to have an avuka even if you have a candle already lit? That's the issue. Let me read the Mordechai. It says the Mordechai in the back on page Lamed Vav, quoting Rabbi Yaakov Mikurvio, the Hameshiv Tab Divri Hashoel, Vashoel Tab Divri Hameshiv. The Rabbi Hayasavar, Shishoelo Lamalo Lamar Kulehai, Haman Cheshraga. He thought, why are you trying to get a torch? The Avagav Avuka, you already have a candle. The Avagav Avuka Lavdala Mitzvah, Mikamakam, Lesson Ladri Avuka, give him the Kvarnit. Fine, you can use an Avuka. But he thought he was asking him, is there any Adifus to have an Avuka? If you already have a candle, you have to go make a torch? That was what he thought he was asking. And he never said anything about that, so that's what he said. The servant acted by himself. But then he clarified and said, no, I'm asking about the basic din. Why did he make this avuka? So he answered him, why did he make a torch in the first place? Because he's supposed to use a torch for Havdalah and not a regular candle. Why? What did the torch mean? More than one wick. More than one wick. One wick is a candle. 2 wicks, if I have dollar candles, have like 2 or 3 wicks together. That's called an avuka, a torch. Why a torch? Says the Ran, we say bore ma'ore ha'esh, plural. Not bore ma'or ha'esh, bore ma'ore ha'esh. Different lights. There are a lot of different colors of lights in the torch. It's easily visible when you have a torch, so that is why we use a torch. What if you only have candles? So that's the Magen Avraham quotes the Minhag that many people do. They take 2 candles and they put them together. Somebody else holds them together, and that makes the torch. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Not everybody agrees that you have to do that. Some say you can use a candle. You don't have a torch. That could be Nechshav, just 1 candle. Where does this come up? This comes up on Motzei Shabbos, that's Yantif. Motzei Shabbos, that's Yantif. We don't light a separate Havdalah candle because you can't put it out. You can't put it out. You can light fire, be most of our on Yantif, but you can't put it out. That's why we don't use an Avdalah candle. So what do? You take the Shabbos candles, and you take the Yantif candles, and you hold 2 together. That's what you do. So that's what the Shemir Shabbos quotes. That is what the, in Perek Samach Beis, Yud Ches, Ba'eshim Avarech al Aner Botzi Shabbos Yantif, Yachzuk Shnei Neros Hasmuchim Zel Azeh, Kadesha Yiela Avuka, because of this din. Because you want to have an Avuka, that's why you hold the 2 candles together. Aval, Gam Yish Nogim, some just hold the 2 candles next to each other without putting them together. Why? Because when you put the 2 candles together and you separate them, it's nearer that you're being Mechaba. You're having a smaller fire. You're not allowed to be Mechaba on Yantif. So that is why some of the minhag they quote from the Minhage Chabad, Besof Shulchan Aruch Harav, that they hold 2 candles together next to each other, but not putting the fires together. That also could be an avuka. An avuka doesn't have to be intertwined. An avuka could be, just 2 wicks next to each other. So that is why different minhagim about what is done on a Motzei Yantif. Sometimes it's impossible. Sometimes, like, you look at you have these whatever candelabra that you can't hold them, and you don't have any candles. We can't make avdal. It's okay, but you have it. It's okay that you could just use the 2 candles next to each other and also use that for Avdal.
It's a new shtick where they have a candle
to
use on that night.
Oh, they sell it. They have people. Okay, 2 wicks inside. So you make a. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, or Baruch Hashem, people are going to think that it's a din. Right, last week's shir. They're not going to realize that it's a chumra and not a din. So that's why you don't have to, if you don't have to buy, spend the extra money, you can just use your candles at home and stop there. Okay, we'll stop here by Pasach V'Yomar, because we're going to talk about what he said for Havdalah. Prepackaged chametz pieces. Okay, right next to those. Zeche Nishmas. Sima Rachel Basa Rav Tzvi Aryeh. I'll just write it down for me so I have it for the. You can just write it down after the week.